The Indian writer Vikram Seth is a self-described literary conservative when it comes to form. For example, his last book, Golden Gate, was an epic poem about a group of friends in San Francisco written in tetrameter sonnet form. His blasting of modernist conventions brought him a great deal of attention. His new book is a very, very long first novel written in prose. Book critic John Leonard has a review of A Suitable Boy.
I'm going to be a bit unfair, but I've read all 1,349 pages of A Suitable Boy, and you probably haven't yet. And fond as all of us may be of 19th century long-windedness, of Wagner on the one hand and of Trollope on the other, the 20th century has been so hard on our nerves that we are in a hurry for some meaning. A Suitable Boy doesn't just take its time, it takes forever. And once at last in motion, it ambles instead of levitating. There's a young Muslim character I care about, who resolves bravely, fervently, to reconcile everything into a comprehensible whole: family life, learning, calligraphy, personal honor, order, ritual, God, agriculture, history, politics, this world and all the other worlds. But he kills himself. There's an image that burns on my retina of a bathroom in the palace of the Nawab of Batur, with two lavatories, one for Europeans, the other for Indians. The Indian version is called the Hindu. But Seth ducks his head and turns away to contemplate, for another 100 pages, the marriage prospects of poor Lata Mira, the Marjorie Morningstar of post-colonialism. There is a mordant scene in a Calcutta cemetery among broken urns and European dead, where Thackeray's father is buried, and Dickens's son, and Walter Savage Landor. And so, of course, it's impossible not to think about 19th-century literature. But Tolstoy was the only one of them who, to make a single novel, cut down as many trees as Vikram Seth. And about Tolstoy, there was grandeur instead of amiability. Seth is amiable. He's telling us the story of four families: the Hindu Miras, Chatterjees, and Kapoors, and the Muslim Khans, in and around Calcutta from 1950 to 1952. As a dithery Mrs. Rupa Mira canvasses the possibilities of young manhood in search of someone suitable for her daughter Lata, who is learning at university to be too liberated. Suitable means high caste and low gloss, the lighter skinned the better. It certainly doesn't mean Muslim. It's not that partition, racism, corruption, and sectarian fanaticism aren't mentioned in A Suitable Boy. It's just that they're mentioned in the same casual, ironic, even sloppy tone of voice as everything else is mentioned, from mathematics to saddle shoes. A Suitable Boy isn't so much written as it's babbled, like a brook of words on which everything floats. And there's a lot less babbling devoted to politics than to garden parties, guidebooks, crossword puzzles, racing forms, and astrology. This, too, is probably ironic, as marriage for Lata may be intended somehow to symbolize India's fateful future. But irony at whose expense? And fateful in what way? I say I'm being unfair because there's no reason why amiable readers shouldn't enjoy amiable writers. The Book of the Month Club loves Seth. And I sit here, through so many comic scenes, obsessed with a very different India, full of such difficult stylists as Salman Rushdie, Ben Okri, and Amitav Ghosh. Why can't I lighten up? I'm as solemn as old Goethe, who complained in Weimar, "How dare a man have a sense of humor when he considers his immense burden of responsibilities toward himself and others?" But I am who I am, and what I feel like after 1,300 pages is as humorless and heavy as the huge stone phallic Shiva dug up from the Ganges riverbed by 200 Hindus late in A Suitable Boy and planted next door to a mosque. A not at all amiable Shiva casts off these ropes, rolls over, and crushes the faithful.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed A Suitable Boy by Vikram Seth, and he spells his last name S-E-T-H.